One little work in progress report wrapping up our last caller.
Yes.
He was talking about different coating and painting options for the exterior.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody along the way had painted a block home. And those red brick homes, if it was up to me, well, you would never paint those because you're now creating a maintenance for a non-maintenance issue.
Amen.
Someone that's never painted those, you know, that's an expense you haven't had to acquire for 50, 60, 70 years. On that topic, we do get questions a lot of time on people looking for different options on the exterior, and I didn't get to it. I ran into a little bit of trouble, but I was on my way to Marvell Masonry, and I've got that on my calendar to get back there and do it, to get there with the camera and take pictures of all the masonry, brick, stone, veneer-type products that you could apply to a home that are now manufactured, so they're color dyed all the way through, and you could do a little wainscoting, yeah, ranch style stone masonry veneer.
Really updates the look nice.
And there's so many options and styles available. It's not something you have to worry about ever becoming looking like just a trend that you did at the time. And that's a product then you would never have to paint. Now, it doesn't look great in a lot of applications all the way to the roof. You may just go halfway, but still, that's half the exterior wall you don't have to paint now.
Yeah.
And it'll last longer than any of us will.
Sounds like a future show topic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
I took a fun phone call from Joni, who's got a parrot, and every time the commercial says 1-888, she says, Rosie, for you.
Nice.
So we had to get.
We
that
need
re-
to get a recording, a recording of that parent.
That's
for
hilarious.
Send us a recording to info at Rosie on the house. That'd
that's
be so
hilarious.
Fun. Hey, I just wanted to give a little shout out about scams. That's kind of on my heart a lot. And it seems like every time you pick up the paper, someone else has fallen for something. There's a couple in Gilbert, an older couple who were bilked out of about $6,000. Just by a phone call from a man saying that he was a policeman from Vegas and he had his grandson in custody. So this is called social engineering, and it's a specific target. It's not like technical hacking on your email where they just send out a blast. They go on your Facebook and social media and try to find enough details that you're going to listen to them and give them a foot in the door. And a lot of times for an older person, all you have to say is grandson and they've got you, because then you're like, you're not listening to details. You're just thinking, how can I help? So I have a little acronym for you. It's JDLR. It just doesn't look right. If something doesn't feel right, don't go with it. Don't listen, you know. And if you look at the phone number, all you have to do is take that phone number from your phone, plug it into the search engine of your computer, and it'll tell you, hey, this phone number is known for all these scams. So just be really careful. You know, give us a call. We'll help you through it. Or call somebody in your family. Do not ever do something. If they're pressuring you, that's a good sign that it really is a scam. And a policeman's never going to ask you for a payment in iTunes gift cards. Never, ever. And the IRS doesn't call you. I could go on all hour, but be careful. Please, please think. Use wisdom and teach your family.
Oh, if you're suspicious, just ask them if you can call them back. Just that simple. If it is that real an event, ask them if you can call back. Now, we've invited people to call in and post your questions, the things you're trying to get done. And Glenn and Tony have called in. We've been covering so much material here, we haven't been able to get them in. But if you guys will be patient enough, we will get to you the very opening of the next hour at 10 o'clock. Tony wants to talk about super cooling. It's a topic we talk about.
We can't take that call in the 30 seconds we have left.
We take that topic very often. I actually have a picture here of an APS bill of someone in a 3,000-square-foot home that's super cooling. He sent me the picture of the bill. It's $200. He keeps the temperature at 67 degrees.
Woo!
3,000 square feet.
We also have Glenn as well on attic insulation. So we'll take those starting our 10 o'clock hour. If you've got questions, it's 1-888-767-4348. Get online now. Still got one more hour this Saturday. It's Rosie on the house.